Hey guys, it's me again. I want to make a very quick video talking about how, just giving you an update on the sex doll thing. I've been doing some research on YouTube and stuff, and I basically want to kind of look at some companies that are actually legit, that sells really good high-end sex dolls. We're talking maybe like $5,000 or $6,000. Yes, someone spend that much money on them in the right time. Sorry, there's a truck going off. Anyway, I heard of Iron Tech. They seem pretty good. XT dolls, they seem pretty good too. I definitely want to get silicone, so that's kind of where I'm at right now. Anyway, another topic. I want to talk about how I'm starting to become more callous towards people. Not women, but people. You know, people, they're very selfish and they're very messed up. And all they want is a good handout. That's all most people want. Most people. Not all, but a lot of them. If you give someone $20, they'll be a fool not to take it. That type of fool. That's what I'm talking about. And, I don't know. I just kind of think that, looking back at my life, I never really had any friends. I never had any friends. No one liked me. Not because I was a jerk or anything when I was a kid. It's just that everyone tended to only care what I could give them. And I was taught to buy friendships. You know, I'll give you money if you spend time with me. And that got me in, that, don't ever do that. And basically, looking back as a 37-year-old, I realized that no one really cared about me. I only have two people in my life since 19 that I would consider a friend, and maybe there's another one recently that's good company. But from before 19, I had no friends. I had, you know, people, I had family members sometimes wanted to spend time with me because they're family. Okay, fine. But as for someone outside of my family, you know, a girl or anything like that, no one cared. And I'm passive about it. I'm fine with it. I just don't care. Because there's nothing I can do about it now. But even the girl that broke my heart and stuff, like, she just saw me as a walking ATM, and I'm just tired of it. I'm tired. I'm tired of people. I'm tired of it. And, you know, to her, I don't know what she's doing with her life. Hopefully she's getting it together. Probably not, but, you know, whatever. And, but I've noticed a lot of girls typically want to just see what my checking account's like. All the times I cold called, or not cold called, but cold approached women back in the day, trying to build up my confidence, even when I was 500 pounds, close to 500 pounds, they really didn't care. They're like, what can you do for me? And if that's all that women want and care about, then I don't want you guys. I would just give me a sex doll. So that's basically it. I just want to see about what is a good, reputable, a good, legit, a high quality $5,000 to $7,000 investment on a sex doll. I'm talking everything. And if anyone can help me out, that'd be great. And I might look at Terrific Monkey's videos and kind of look at some of his stuff, but that's about it. Shout out to Terrific Monkey. So, and, you know, realizing I never had any friends growing up, how people just cared about my video games and the fact that I had AC and bottled water, and they cared about the material things and not about the humanity of things. And it just transpired from me being a kid to me being a teenager, to me being a doggone young adult, to me being in my 30s. I'm running into the same pattern. And I just quit. I give up. I give up on society. I give up on trying to find people. I don't care. I don't care. I'm done. I'm just going to give me a sex doll and shout out the whole world. And when Jesus Christ comes back, I will take it up with him. When the Antichrist shows up and smashes the whole earth, well, that'll be my time to go. And then when I die, that's fine. I don't care. So that's it. Okay, bye, guys.